or on the Mishnah on Lama Gimel Ma'al. So the Mishnah says, "Askirin kvuros kashamim betchias amisim she'ila bevirkas hashanim lahavdala b'chol hadas." So you mentioned, we spoke this yesterday, right? You mentioned mashiv haruach and the bracha betchias amisim. You mentioned the same talmud in the bracha of barich alinu, and you mentioned havdala atachon antanu in the bracha of chol hadas. Rabbi Akiva Omer is bracha revius b'fnei atzma. Rabbi Eliezer Omer behoda. So as according to Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer, they both hold that you should make atachon antanu into an independent bracha. But the only question is where exactly in Shemot Esrei should you make that bracha? So the Gemara asks, "Maskirin gevurz kashav in my time. Why do we mention mashiv haruach in the bracha of tchias amisim?" Am Rav Yosef mitoch sheshkula kitchias amisim leficha kfaua kitchias amisim. Since the Gemara in Tainus points out that tchias amisim, that rain is as important as tchias amisim is, therefore it was kavua in that bracha. Usheilu bevirkas hashanah in my time. Why do we mention the seitel matar in barich alinu? Am Rav Yosef mitoch shehi parnasa leficha kfaua bevirkas parnasa. Since it's all about that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should grant us parnasa, we mentioned in the bracha of parnasa. Havdol b'chon hadas ma'itchema, am Rav Yosef mitoch shei chachma kva'ua bevirkas chachma. Since the notion of being able to distinguish between things that are kodesh and chol and tamei and tor is all that chachma, so therefore we're going to institute the bracha v'atachon antanu in the bracha of chachma v'atachoni. Rabbanan amrei mitoch shei chol l'ficha kva'ua bevirkas chol. Since the whole point of atachon antanu is to separate between Shabbos and the weekday, so we're going to institute that in the first weekday bracha, because atachoni is the one, is the first bracha of the weekday. Am Rabbi Ami, so great is knowledge that Deya Das is the thing that is the first bracha of the week that we mentioned. That we see how important Das is because it's sandwiched in between two names of Hashem in the Pasuk in Shmuel. If a person doesn't have Das, you're not allowed to have pity on him. Am Rabbi Elazar, Gadol Mikdash Shenasan Bein Beis Osir Shemar Halta Hashem Mikdash Hashem. So the Mikdash is also sandwiched between two Shemos of Hashem. Am Rabbi Elazar, Kol Adam Sheish Bo Dei Akilu Nivne Beis Hamikdash Biyam. If you have Das, it's like you built the Beis Hamikdash. Dei Anitna Bein Shtei Osios Mikdash Nasan Bein Shtei Osios. Maske For Avacha Karchina El Meata Gadol Nekama Shenina Bein Shtei Osios Shemar Kel Nekamos Hashem. What about revenge? What about taking revenge? That's right. That's also sandwiched between two names of Hashem. Amar Lei In Bemil Se Mi Gadol. When revenge is necessary, that's a very important thing. Why does a Torah, why does the Sukkah make reference to these two nekamos? So achas l'tova v'achas l'ra. L'tova d'chsev hofiyah mehar paran. The Kodesh Baruch Hu appears to Klai Yisrael on our Sinai with the Torah. L'ra d'chsev kel nekamos Hashem, kel nekamos Hashem. So sometimes nekama has a positive place also. Rabbi Akiva omer omer bracha revis. We said according to Rabbi Akiva, you should make atachon antanu into an independent bracha. Amar le Rav Shimon bar Abba le Rav Yochanan Michdi. Anshe k'nas ha'gadol teknu lehem liyisrael brachos u'tfilos kedushos v'havdalos. So next day, Hechantiko, right? The Anshe k'nas ha'gadol were the ones who made up all these brachos. So why don't we just see what the Nusach HaBracha was? Why do we have to, in other words, how could there be a machlokes whether Atachon HaTorah was part of Atachonin or an independent bracha? Just see what the Anshe k'nas ha'gadol said. Amar leino, tchila kfa'u avitfila. So initially they said, just say it during davening. Ha'ashiru, when they got wealthier, kfa'u alakos, they said you should also make havdala alakos. Ha'anu, when they got poor again, so chazru v'kfa'u avitfila, they once again said you only say it during davening. They said that even a person who makes, who says hamavdil, meaning you say atachon antanu during Shmona Esrei, you have to repeat it again alakos. Hit marnami, amar v'chiyah barav, amar Rabbi Yochanan, anshe k'nas ha'gadol atiknu lehem liyisrav, brachos utfilos, kedushos v'havdalos, betchila kfa'ua betfila. Hashir and got wealthier kfa'u alakos, chazru v'henu kfa'u betfila. V'him amar hamavdil betfila, tzarek sh'yavdil alakos. Hit marnami, rabbi v'rav Yosef, damri trevayu, hamavdil betfila, tzarek sh'yavdil alakos. And we said, this seems to be a refutation to the following braisa. So if you forget, you have to repeat Shmona Esrei. But why? Because you're able to say it al hakos. So lechora, this Gemara is asking that the implication is that the reason why you don't have to go back and daven all over again is only because you're going to be able to say it al hakos. But we said in the Gemara before that there were times in history when they weren't saying it alakos, implying that they would have to go back and down the Shimon Esrei all over again. So the Gemara says, lo tema mnesha yachol omra alakos, el ema mnesha omra alakos. It's not that they could have said it, it's that they did. Because they said hamavdil alakos, that's why they didn't have to repeat Shimon Esrei if they forgot atochon antanu. In marnami, Rabbi Ben Yom, Yamin Bar Yefes Shah Rabbi Yossi Yitzchak Rabbi Yochanan Betzida VaAmrila Rabbi Shimon Ben Yaakov Din Tzuras Rabbi Yochanan VaAra Shmaes. And I says I heard the following: Hamadil Betzila Tzuras Yadal Alakos Olos. The Shaila was: do you have to? If you already said Atachon Antanu, do you now have to do Avdal Alakos? Amar Leit Tzuras Yadal Alakos. So Yibayluhu Hamadil Alakos Mar Shiyadil Betzila. So let's say it's the opposite. Let's say you made Avdal first. So let's say you made Avdal before Mar. So now do you have to say Atachon Antanu? Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Kalva Chomer Mitzila Umad Tfila the Ikar Shantahi Amar Hamadil Betzila Tzuras Yadal Alakos. The Iker Takana was to say Atachon Antanu, and yet we said you still have to make Avdal Alakos even after you said Atachon Antanu. So Amavdal Alakos, the Lav Iker Takana, he looked Oshkin, so Kalachomer. If all you said was Amavdal Alakos, which is not the Iker Takana, so for sure you have to say Atachon Antanu. Tani Rabbi Acha Aricha Kameh the Rav Chinana Hamavdil Betzila Meshubach Yoser Mimisha Yavdil Alakos. So it's better to be Mavdil Betzila than it is the Alakos. But if you make if you're Mavdil both until and Alakos, so then you're going to have brachos on your head. So it's a Hagufa Kasha. It's a Stira. Amar, you told me Hamavdil Betzila Meshubach Yoser Mimisha Yavdil Alakos Almatil Lechuda Sagi. So first you tell me that just making Hamavdil Alakos is good enough, and I don't have to go repeat again by Tefila. But then you tell me if Hivdil Bezobezo Yenu. But then tell me that if I do both, then I'm going to have brachos on my head. But once I already made a bracha on either the coast or during tefillah, I was already yotzei. So I understand. It's a bracha shina tzricha. For me to recite another bracha, either ala coast or during davening, is a bracha shina tzricha, which is a violation with possibly the Isra del Raisa of lo sisa, not using Hashem's name in vain. So how could it be a good thing? How could you have brachos al rosha for saying both? Where says you're right. Ela imahachi hivdil bezo v'lo hivdil bezo yenuchlo brachos al rosha. If I do one and not the other, meaning I either do it ala kos or I do it during davening, so then I'm going to have brachos on my head. So the Gemara says, "Ba'amin erav chista erav sheishes tabezo bezo mahu." What if a person messes up, and let's say he forgets the nusach, whatever it is, either during davening or ala kos. So amar le tabezo bezo chos derosh. You have to start all over again. Amar le ravina le rava hilchasamai. So what's the din in this case? In other words, do you have to? If I already said atachon antanu, do I still have to do ala kos or not? Amar le ki kiddush ma kiddush afagav de makadish bitzlusa makadish akasa. Just like by kiddush, even though you already said during tefillah, you mentioned kiddush, right? During Shmoneh Esrei. You have to make it alakos. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Behodas. Rabbi Eliezer says that you institute the bracha of Atachon Antanu during Modin. Rabbi Zera Hava Rachiv Chamer. He was riding a donkey. Hava Kashakiv Va'azel Rav Chia Bar Oven Basrei. Rav Chia was following him. Amar Levade Dam Ris Mishmed Rabbi Yochanan Halacha Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yochanan Shachol Yosachar Hashabbos says we seem to assume that we for sure follow Rabbi Eliezer that we institute this bracha of a form of Atachon Antanu in a situation where Yontif falls out on Motzai Shabbos. So I'm really in halacha. So he says yes. He says that's in fact how we paskin. So the Gemara says Michlal. The implication though is that there are those who are going to argue on Rabbi Eliezer. But the Gemara says velo pligi. But in reality, no one really argues. So what do you mean? But pligi rabbanon. But the rabbanon argue on Rabbi Eliezer because they hold that you have to institute the bracha as part of the fourth bracha, as part of atachonin, not as part of modim. So the Gemara says no. Emar de pligi rabbanon b'shar yemos hashana. Maybe the rabbanon only argue on Rabbi Eliezer during a regular motzei Shabbos. Then they hold make the bracha as part of atachonin, not part of modim. But biyantar shechol yosachar Shabbos be pligi. But who says that they argue in a case where Yontif falls in Motzei Shabbos? Maybe they agree with Rabbi Eliezer that you make it during Modin. So the Gemara says, "What are you talking about?" Paul and Rabbi Akiva, right? But Rabbi Akiva argues on Rabbi Eliezer. Atu kol hashana kulam miavdinik Rabbi Akiva tahashtu neku v'navi kvasei. The rest of the Yerid will follow Rabbi Akiva, meaning we never make Atachon Atanu its own bracha. It's always part of Atachonin, right? So why all of a sudden now are we going to be concerned for Rabbi Akiva Shita, right? Kol hashana kulam my time of miavdinik Rabbi Akiva. How can we generally follow Rabbi Akiva Shita? To tamei sari tikon tish sari lo tikon, because we only have 18. Well, even though Basmanas we have 19, but really only have 18 brachos in Shmoneh Esrei, and you can't institute a 19th bracha. You can't make up another bracha. It has to be part of Atachonin. So Acharam, you shave Tikkun Tamri Lo Tikkun. So here too, you can't just make up another bracha on the Tefillah for Yontif on Motzei Shabbos. You only have 7 brachos during that Shmoneh Esrei. You can't make up an 8th bracha. So Amar Leilav Halacha Itmar Elam Matin Itmar. The Gemara says, no, I never meant to say that we pasuk like Rabbi Eliezer. I just meant to say that we're inclined towards his shita more. To Itmar Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi Amar Mishum Ravinu Halacha the Amri Lo Matin. So there's two versions. Either we mamish pasuk like him, or no, maybe we're just more inclined to his shita, but Lav Zalka that we actually pasuk like him. So then Rabbi Yochanan said, no, it doesn't mean that. It means that the Chacham agreed to Rabbi Eliezer in this case. And Rabbi Chia says that Niran Hadvar, in other words, that we accept his words, that Rabbi Eliezer's words make more sense. Hold on to the statement of Rabbi Chia Baraba, in other words, that his words make more sense. The Daig become a Shmaita Mipuma Demara Shapir, says, because he was very careful about the way he heard things from his Rebbe. In other words, if Rabbi Chia Baraba said something, you can be pretty sure that it was accurate. How do we know? That could Rava to put, but these are just like Rachav. Damar Rachav, Amar Yehuda. Harabayis Stav Kafalaya by Stav Lefinim Stav. So in Harabayis, there was a double row of benches, and there was an area of benches within another area of benches. So what does that mean? So you see that he was very, in other words, even though as Rashi points out, if you look at the Gemara, some Sukkim and Sukkah, the lashon they used there to refer to these benches is the word Itzdava, but Rachava, because his Rebbe said used the word Stav, he was very makbid to use that word. So you see that sometimes if a person is very reliable, he'll say over the words that his Rebbe said mamish verbatim. So therefore, you see here also in our Gemara, you can be pretty sure that Rebbe Chiyama Rabba said over exactly what his Rebbe him said. Amar Rav Yosef, ana lo hayadana v'lo hayadana. I was unaware of either of these phrases. In other words, I never heard that we're inclined to follow Rebbe Eliezer, that the Chum agreed to Rebbe Eliezer. He says elamidarav u'shmo yadana detakinu lan marganisa bevavel. He says, but rather, I only know what we do based on Rav and Shmuel because they instituted the following marganisa, the following gem. In other words, this is the nusach atzil that we say. This is what we say actually when Yontif falls out on Motzei Shabbos. We say atodiyenu Hashem Elokeinu es mishpatei tzedekecha. Hashem should inform us of his mishpatim. Vatalamadenu lasos chugeret torecha v'sanachilenu zmanei sason v'chagei nedavam. He should give us times of joy and korbanos. So to Rishenu Kiddush Shabbos uchvod moed v'chagigas harayel in Kiddush Shabbos l'Kiddush Yom Tov Hivdalta yes Yom Hashvim sheish zmei amasa kiddashta Hivdalta v'kiddashta es amcha yitzob v'kiddush asecha. Then we say v'atidin l'no Hashem Elokeinu b'yavam mo'adim l'simcha, etc. So in other words, this is a bracha which incorporates the notion that it's Motzei Shabbos as well as that the fact that you're going into Yantif. So the Mishnah says ha'omer al-kan tzipur yagiyu rachamecha v'yal tov yizachar shemecha or modim modim mishaskin. So let's say a person says that Hashem should have mercy on the bird's nest. So we'll see in the Gemara what the issues with these things are, or if a person says that Hashem should remember me for good, if a person says the word modim twice, so we have to silence him from saying such things. So the Gemara says, "Bishlama modim modim mishaskin." So we should demechli kishtei reshu. So I understand why we silence a person for saying modim modim because it looks like he's davening to two gods. V'yal tov yizakir shemecha nami mashma al hatova v'lo al hara utnan chayim adam levarech al hara kishem shemevarech al hatova. And I also understand why we silence a person for saying Hashem should remember me for the good because that implies you only want him to thank Hashem for the good, not for the bad. But the Mishnah later on in Brachos says that you have to thank Hashem for the bad equally as much as for the good. But Ella Kansipri Hirakamaka my time. What's the problem with saying that Hashem should have pity on the bird's nest? So the word says, Pliki Batram or Rabbi Marav. This is Machlukas, I'm a Rabbi Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Yossi Barav and Rabbi Yossi Barzvida. Chadam Ramesha Matal Kiram at my separation. One is that why should Hashem only have Rachamim on the birds? What about all the other creatures? So you're gonna create jealousy amongst creation. The Chadamar Mineshaosa Midosa Shall Kharish Baruch Racham in the inner elixir. So you're taking Hashem's traits and making them into mercy. Hashem doesn't operate with mercy, with cruelty. Everything Hashem does is exera. So to say that Hakadosh Baruch Hu should have pity or to have mercy on the birds is not an appropriate expression to use. So some guy got up for the Yaman and David in front of Rabba and he says, the same way the USM have pity on the bird's nest, have pity on us. Rabba said, oh, look how much the Talmid Chacham know how to appease Hakadosh Baruch Hu. What do you mean? The Mishnah says you have to silence him. So what do you mean? Why are you praising this guy for saying that? He was just testing Abai. In other words, Rava also knew that it was inappropriate to say such a thing. So this guy started praising the Kaddish Baruch with all these different appellations. He didn't just say Hakel Agadol Gibor VaHanora. He started saying other things also. So Himtin Lo Adesim. So Rabbi Chanina waited till the guy finished. He see when he finished. Rabbi Leisiam Tidul Lechule Shvachet Demarach. What, you're done praising your master? You know that's all the praise you have for Kaddish Baruch Hu. Lamali Kulehai. He says, why do we even praise Hashem the way as much as we do just by saying Akel Adal Agubav Hanora? Right? He says, Adnan Hani Tlas Tamrinot Ilav Tamrinot Moshe Rabbeinu Beraisa Vasu Achik Nesak Adol Lave Teknu Betzila Lo Havina Nichol Lemeimar Lehu Vad Amar Kule Hai. He says the only reason why we're even allowed to say these appellations of Akel Adal Agubav Hanora is only because Moshe says it in Parshas Ekev and the Achik Nesak Adol instituted as part of Tila. But we have no right to say anything else because once you start praising Hashem, right, you can't end. You can't stop praising Him. So he says, Kule Hai Vazam. So Moshe Lemelech Basar Adam Shoyelu Elif Alafim Din Reizav. This is a king who has tens of thousands of gold coins. Vahayim Kalzino So Mishal Kes. If I praise a king who has billions of dollars and I call him, oh, you're a millionaire, so that's an insult to him, right? Because if I praise him with silver when he has tons of gold, so that's going to be an insult. That everything is up to Shemaim other than Yiras Shemaim, because the pasuk says that what does Hashem ask of you? All he wants you to do is to fear him. So at Yiras Shemaim, Milsa Sotrasahi, Vahamar Bichanina, Misham Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai, Engel Akarish Baruch Hu Beveskinaz of Ela Otsasha Yiras Shemaim. How can you say that Yerushalayim is such a small, almost like a throwaway thing? But we see that it's the most precious thing hidden away in Hashem's warehouse. How can you say it's no big deal to have Yerushalayim? So it was in Lagami Moshe, also such a Sahih for Moshe Rabbeinu. Yerushalayim was no big deal. The Amar Rabbi Chanina, Mashal Adam Shmevakshim Benu Kli Gadol, V'yeshlo Dome Olav Kechli Katan, Katan V'Dome Olav Kechli Gadol. It's comparable to a person, it's similar to a situation of a person who he requests a large kli, and he has, similar to that large kli, a smaller kli. If a person has a smaller kli, and they're requesting a larger kli from him, so he can't give you the larger kli. In other words, what the Nimshal is that, let's say, if for most people who don't have this higher standard of Yerushalayim, so it's very hard to reach this madriga of Yerushalayim that's expected of us. But for Moshe Rabbeinu, who had overflowing amounts of Yerushalayim, so it wasn't a big deal for him to have Yerushalayim. Then we said, Modem, Modem, Meshasmus. So when the person says, Modem, Modem, you have to silence him. Amar Abzira, Kola Omer, Shema, Shema, Kola Modem, Modem. If a person says, Shema, Shema, it's the same as Modem, Modem, you have to silence him. Meisve, Hakoresh, Mavachofla, Reze, Maguna, Maguna, Hudahave, Shasuke, Lomish, Askinan, Lay. So, but the Braisa says, if a person says, Shema, he repeats Shema, so there, that's Maguna, it's detestable, it's degradable, it's degrading, but that implies that you don't actually have to silence the guy for it. So the Gemara says, Lokash, Hadam, Milsa, Milsa, Vitanila, Hadam, Psuka, Psuka, the difference is whether you say it word by word, you say, so you say Shema, Shema, Yisrael, Yisrael. So that's something which you actually have to silence it for. But if the guy just repeats the psukim, he says the whole pasuk, repeats the whole pasuk, so that's maguna, that's a bad thing, but it's not enough to silence the person. Maybe not. Maybe the reason why he's repeating the pasuk is because the first time around he didn't have proper kavana. Amar Lacy says, what, chavrusa klapi shmai? What, you think HaKadosh Baruch Hu is your friend? That the first time you talk to him, you can just throw words out without thinking about it? He says, ilo, if you don't have kavana the first time around, so smack the guy over the head with the hammer till he has kavana. You can't just talk out, like, you can't just speak words to HaKadosh Baruch Hu without thinking about it. It's not shayach to say it the first time around. He didn't have proper kavana. The Mishnah says, let's say a guy's up for the Amud and he makes some mistake. I don't know, he forgets about Shema Ruach. He says Vasei Talmud instead of Vasei Ruach, whatever it is, some mistake. So Yavor Acher Takto. So then you have to replace him with a different chaz. He shouldn't refuse to leave the Amud at that point. In other words, you have to make sure that he leaves and you replace him with someone else. So Mehechan Humas, where should the new chazan start from? From the bracha where the guy messed up. From the place where the first guy messed up. Over the Ateva, Lo Yaane Amen Achar HaKohanim Me'atiruf. The guy who's davening for the Amud is not allowed to answer Amen to the bracha of Birkas Kohanim because it's going to confuse him. It's going to mess him up in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. The main from Kohen Alu. Let's say he's the only Kohen in Shul. Lo Yisa Es Kapav. He should not duchen. Vim Havtacha Soshu. No Seas Kapav. But if he's guaranteed that he's going to be able to duchen and then go right back into Shmoneh Esrei, he won't be confused. So then he's allowed to. So the Gemara says, Tanur Rabbanan. Let's say a guy comes up to you and asks you, do you want to daven for the Amud? So the first time around, you're supposed to refuse. If you don't refuse, if you just say, I'm going to go daven, and I don't care, I'm going to jump up and daven, so it looks like a dish that doesn't have any salt in it. In other words, it doesn't look so good that you just want to jump up and daven. On the other hand, but if you keep on refusing too much, the guy keeps on pushing and pushing and pushing, and you keep saying no, so then it's like a dish that was destroyed and ruined by too much salt. So then how should you go about doing this? So primary shown that Yisar. The first time a guy asks you daven, you should say no. Shnei, the second time, Mahakiv, you should go back and forth. You should be about to get up. Shlish is the third time, then Posh is Ragal of Yor. Then you should literally just get up and go down for the Amud. Tanu Rabbanan, Shlosha, Ruban Kasha Miyutan. There are three things that too much of them is bad for you, but small quantities of it are good for you. Ve'iluhin, Seor Umelach Vesarvanus, yeast, salt, and refusing, right? In this case, refusing to go up for the Amud. Amar Avuna, Ta'am Ishalosh Rishonos, Choser L'Rosh. The person makes a mistake in the first three brachos of Shmoneh Esrei, you got to start all over again. Pem Tsa'ios Choser La'ata Chonin. If that's when the middle brachos go back to Ata Chonin, Ba'acharonos Choser La'avoda, you go back to Ritzel. For Rav Asi, Amar Em Tsa'ios Ein Lahen Sen. According to Rav Asi, B'di'evet, if you say the middle brachos of Shmoneh Esrei between Ata Chonin and Shema Koleinu out of order, so B'di'evet, you're still Yotze. So therefore, he says, if I mess up in the middle of the, we'll say I mess up in Bari Choleinu, I don't have to go back to Ata Chonin, just go back to Bari Choleinu and continue from there. So Rav Sheish says you have to go back from the place where the guy messed up. So the Gemara says Tiyuf to the Ravuna. So Lechora, that's a refutation to Ravuna because according to this you have to go back to the initial bracha, meaning implying that in fact that there is a proper order of brachos. Ravuna, no. And so it was kulu chada berachos. And all the middle brachos according to Ravuna have the status of one long bracha. And therefore, every time you mess up in the middle brachos, you have to go back to Abtachone. Am Ravuna liolam al Yisrael adam tzrachav lo b'shalosh rishonos v'lo b'shalosh acharonos ela b'em tzayis. If a person should only ask for personal requests from Hashem in the middle brachos. Dam Rabbi Chanina rishonos dome le'eved shemisader shemach lifnei rabo. right? The first brachos, it's like you're arranging your praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so you just don't have a mevakish prosper. It's like the servant is asking, you know, for bread and for some kind of a portion of food for the master. Acharonos don't have a shakiba prosper. And the last brachos is like the eved who receives his reward and leaves for the master. He was, you know, davening for a really long time. Look how long this guy is davening for. We think he's davening longer than Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe davened for 40 days or 40 nights. This guy's not davening for that long, so it's not such a bad thing. Another guy went in front of him. He was davening really, really quickly. Look how quickly this guy's davening. Moshe also had the fastest tefillah ever. That was a tefillah to heal Miriam. He just says, Hashem, please heal her. Right, so if a person davens for Rachamim for his friend, for someone that he cares about, he doesn't have to mention the name of the person. You see, Moshe doesn't even mention Miriam's name, but he's davening for her. So a person has to bow down four times during Shmoneh Esrei, right? At the beginning and the end of the first bracha, and at the beginning and the end of the second to last bracha. If a person wants to bow at the beginning and end of every other bracha, so we teach him not to do that. You can't do that. So if it's a regular person, so he said, yeah, you can only bow those four times. Kohen Gadol, b'sof kol bracha u'bracha. But Kohen Gadol is supposed to bow at the end of each and every bracha. V'hamelech t'chila kol bracha u'bracha b'sof kol bracha u'bracha. And the Melech bows twice per bracha. According to this, once the melech bows down for the first time, he has to stay that way for the entire Shmoneh Esrei. When Shlomo finished davening, he got up from bending over on his knees. So the implication is that he was bent down the entire tefillah. So kida is a form of bowing on your face, right? As we see from Batsheva. Kriya al-birkav, that's prostrating, bending your knees. Shnemar michroa al-birkav. Hishtachava, that's prostration. Zo pishur yidayim raglayim, that means spreading yourself out. Shnemar, that's what Yaakov says to Yosef. He says, "What are me and your mother and your brothers going to come and bow down to you on the ground?" So it means you're spreading yourself out on the ground. I saw Abai and Rava were davening. In other words, when they were falling on their faces, they would fall over. Instead of falling flat on their face, doing, you know, pishut davar lai, falling flat on their face, they would lean to the side. So Tani Chada Hakorea Behoda Hareza Meshuvach, Tani Yida Hareza Megudas. It was a brisa. One bride says that bowing by modim is a good thing. One bride says bowing by modim is a bad thing. Lo kasha, b'tchila halav esof. Right, depends whether you're bowing at the beginning or the end of modim. Rava kara behoda tchila esof. Rava bowed at the beginning and the end. Amri le Ravan and Amai kavin myrachi. Why are you doing that for? Amar lehu chazina le Rav Nachman de kara v'chazina le Rav Shishas de kavarachi. So I saw that Rav Nachman and Rav Shishas did this. I've asaya kori behoda reizam. But didn't you say that if you bow by modim, it's a bad thing? No, he'd be hodash of hal. That's talking about not modim and shmon esrei, but rather the hodah of hal was yehudu lashem kitov. I vasadi kareb behodah uve hodash of hal reizam. But the verse that says she bowed by hodah and hodash of hal imply that they're two separate things. No, ketanya he behodah the birkas hamas. That refers to no delachai during benching. So then you're not supposed to bow by modim during shmon esrei. Then you are supposed to bow. The mishnah says I'm a spal of the ta'a simin ralo v'mshliach tzimurhu simin ralo shalchav. The mishnah shluchu shaladim kemos. If a person messes up in davening, it's a bad sign for him. And if you're the shliach tzibur, you're representing the call, it's a bad sign for the tzibur because you're representing them. Amar lo varbi chanina mendosa, shayim espala al hachovim. He would daven for those who were ill. Omer zechayv and be able to determine very easily whether that person was going to live or die. Amar lo minaya, how do you know they're going to live or die? Amar lo imishku tefilas b'fi yodiani shu mekubal v'imlav yodiani shu metura. So if by tefillah comes easily to me for that pecholas, then I know he's going to be healed. I know he's going to be okay. But if not, if his tefillah has difficulty coming out, then I know that he's going to die. So the Gemara asks aheya. In other words, what was the when the Mishnah said that if say the messing up in the brachos the simin ra, what was that referring to? Amar chia, amar safra mishum chad deve Rabbi the avos. So once you get to hold that it's messing up in the first bracha of avos. Right. So and Amar Rabbi Amar Rav Safra Mishum Dechad Devei Rabbi be avos. In other words, look at you should have kavan in all the brachos of Shmoneh Esrei. But if you only have kavan in one bracha, so then you have to have it at least in the first bracha of Shmoneh Esrei. Amro lava Rabbi Chanina. In other words, how do you know Rabbi Chanina was able to, you know, that he was able to determine if a person was going to live or die? Amro b'shem levi, damarkra barenev sfasayim shalom shalom l'rachog v'la karov amar Hashem or fasif. A person is able to articulate his tila easily. That's a symbol that Hashem is going to heal a person who's sick. Amro b'chiba rabam Rabbi Yochanan, kol anevim kulan lo nisnavu ela lamasi bito l'tamen chacham v'la osa prakmati l'tamen chacham v'la mahana tamen chacham yinach asav aval tamen chacham ma'atzman ayin lo ro'asa elokim zulasecha yasa l'amachakelo. So whenever all in a VM, they all prophesied about regarding a person who would marry off his daughter to a Talmud Chacham, a person who would do business with a Talmud Chacham, and a person who would benefit a Talmud Chacham from his possessions. But Talmud Chacham themselves, so that the Nevi'im never spoke about. The Nevi'im only prophesied about Yemos HaMashiach, but Olam Haba the Nevi'im never saw. Right, so in other words, according to Shmuel, he says there's no distinction between Olam Haba and Yemos HaMashiach, except for Shiba Malchus. In other words, meaning to say that nothing's going to change from this world to the time that Mashiach is going to come, other than we're no longer going to be enslaved by the nations around us. According to Shmuel, there's no distinction between Olam Haba and Yemos HaMashiach, whereas according to the first sheet in the Gemara, there is a distinction. So the Nevi'im only prophesied about those who did tshuva, but those who were tzaddikim gemurim, so they never prophesied about it. So wherever the Bali tshuva stand, the tzaddikim gemurim don't have the capacity or the ability to stand in that place. Shalom, shalom, l'rachok v'la'karov, l'rachok v'risha v'hadar l'karov. So first you're far away, first you're a person who does affairs, and then you come about tshuva, you come close later on. Rabbi Yochan amar l'cha, my rachok shaya rachok midvar avera, me'ikara. U'ma'ikara shaya karo dvar avera v'nisrachik mimen. In other words, that karov and rachok in the pasuk, according to Rabbi Yochanan, don't refer to how far away you are from tshuva, but rather refers to how much you distance yourself from a chet. So hashta my ayin lo ra, so what does the pasuk mean that the Nevi'im never saw tzadikim gemurim? Amram Shem Levi, that refers to wine that was sitting in its lees. In other words, it was fermenting. The wine was getting aging from the time of Sheshes Yimei Bereishis. Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmini Amar Zeiden Shavushalta Bo Ayin Kol Bria. Refers to Eden, right? In other words, what we call Gan Eden. That's a place which no person has ever seen. Shema Tomer Adam Rishon Hichahaya Began VeShema Tomer Hu Gan Hu Eden. One might have heard, what do you mean? But wasn't Adam Rishon Gan Eden? So the Gemara says no. He was only in a place called Gan. Tamal Lomar VeNahar Yotzei Meiden LaHashkol. Says Agad, Gan l'chud ve'Eden l'chud. Gan and Eden are two separate places, and therefore Adam was in Gan, but he was never in Eden. Tanu Rabbanan Ma'isa Shechola Benosha Rabban Gamliel. So Shagar Shnei Talmidei Chachamim to Rabbi Chanina Mendoza Lavakesh Lavrachem. So they sent two Talmidei Chachamim to Rabbi Chanina Mendoza to daven that Rabbi Gamliel should get better. Came and Sharos when he saw them coming, he went up to the attic, Ubikesh Lavrachemim, and he davened for Rabbi Gamliel. Be a Ridus when he came down, Amrulam Lechu leave Shechalatz Tochama because Rabbi Gamliel's fever broke. In other words, he's doing better. Amr Lovachin Naviata. In other words, how did you know that we were coming to ask you to heal Rabbi Gamliel? Amrulam Lo Navi Anochi Lo Ben Navi Anochem, neither a Navi nor the son of a Navi. The Kach Mekublani Im Shkurat Filasim Bifi Yodanishu Mekubavim Lav Yodanishu. If my tefillah comes easily, so then I know that my tefillah is going to be accepted. So Yeshua Kasev Kivnu Osasha. So they wrote down the exact moment that he said that he was healed. He says that was the exact minute that I was healed. That moment my fever broke. And I asked for water to drink. He went to learn Torah. His son got sick. So he says, he should survive. He put his head between his knees and he davened for him and he was healed. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Omali Hitiach ben Zakkai, as Rosh Ben Birkov Kol Yom Kulo Lo Hayom Ashkichem Alav. Right, so he says if I were to put my head between my son's legs through the whole day and daven for him, he wouldn't be healed. Hashem wouldn't listen to me. So Amar Lo Ishta V'Chichanina God Lomucha Is Rabbi Chanina greater than you that he's able to heal our son? Amar Lo Lav Elohu Dome Ke'ev Lefnei Amelach Vadidome Kesar Lefnei Amelach. The difference is I'm greater than him. I'm like an officer. He's like an Eved, but the Eved has more access to the Melech than the officer does, even though the officer is of a higher rank. Only daven in a house that has windows. Daniel daven in a room that had windows in it. A person who davens in a valley is considered to be a mechutzaf, right? In other words, because they're
right? As Rashi says, because there you're in an enclosed place and you have fear of the king on you. A person who specifies the averus that he's done is also considered to be a person who has chutzpah, because the pasuk doesn't tell him you're supposed to cover up your chatam and not specify them. So the Mishnah says, "Kitzam mevarchin ala peros." What bracha should you say on fruit? So peros, so you know, omer bore priya eats chutz min ayayin shal ayayin omer bore priya gafen. So you say I'll eat on most fruits, but on wine, which is an extract of a grape, you say bore priya gafen. Yeah, peros aretz omer bore priya adama. Right, so on vegetables, say adama chutz min apas shal apas omer hamotzi lechem in aretz. So hayirakos omer bore priya adama. Rabbi Yehuda omer bore mine deshayim. Rabbi Yehuda hold, you make a more specific bracha on vegetables to specify that it's a form of herb that comes from the ground. So ask the rabbanan, how do they have to make a bracha on food? The Tanur Rabban, the pasuk says, "Kodesh yimulim laHashem." It says the parish Kedosha regarding the din of there's a din of Arlo. The first 3 years, so a fruit that right fruits that that grow for the first 3 years are also to eat. In the fourth year, they have the status of what's called Netta Revai. So Netta Revai means that you take those fruits up to your shalim. You can redeem them and you can eat them in your shalim. In the fifth year, the pasuk says that everything's mutter to eat. Right, Hashana Chamishis Yakol Perio Kodesh yimulim laHashem. The fifth year, the fruits are a praise of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and you're allowed to eat them. Malamichatun and bracha lefem laAcharim. This pasuk indicates you have to make a bracha before and after. Why? How does it indicate that? Because the word hilulim is in the plural, so it means you have to praise Hashem before and after you eat the food. You can't eat before you recite a bracha. So ask the Gemara of a high kodesh hilulim lahachi. Who does what you tell me? That's the pasuk kodesh hilulim is teaching. That to make a bracha before and after. The Gemara says, "But what do you mean? But we need this pasuk for two other drushas. One drusha is that dinner was called achle v'hadar achle. That means that first I have to redeem the fruit, and only then am I allowed to eat it. That's a din of netter. If I have to redeem the fruit first. And the other din is that only something which is ta'un shira, which requires shira to be sung over it, requires chila, requires to be redeemed. Namely, and as we see the Gemara coming up, that's a reference to wine. Wine is something which accompanies various karbanos and beis hamikdash on mizbeach. So only something which requires shira, namely wine, requires of redemption. But something which doesn't does not. Uchad rachmanim Rabbi Yonasan. Tamar Rashi rachmanim Rabbi Yonasan. Minayin shein onim shira el al hayin. How do we only recite shira on wine? Shein amar. Patorul lam hagefen hechdalti es tiroshia mesameach. If wine makes people rejoice, how does it make a Kodesh Baruch Hu happy? So you see from this pasuk, you only recite shira on wine. So the Gemara says, "Honey, in other words, there's a machlokes in the Gemara in a second. There are two versions in terms of, as I mentioned before, the din of the fourth year. There's a thing called netta revai versus kerem revai. Kerem revai means that the din of the fourth year only applies specifically to grapes and things that are extracted from grapes like wine. But if you hold it, the gear says netta revai, that means that the dinim of Arla apply to all fruits across the board, not just to grapes. The Itmar, Rav Shimon Buri, Chatani Kerem Revai, Chatani Netta Revai. So the Gemara says there are two different versions as to what the proper girsa is, whether it should be Netta or Kerem. So the Gemara says, Ulamad, Tani Kerem Revai. And even if you have the girsa of Kerem Revai, meaning that the focus is only on grapes, so Hanicha Yal Xerashava. That would make sense if I learn Xerashava. The Salia, Rebbe Omer, Nemar Kan Lahosif Lachem Tivua So. The Nemar Lahalan, Usfua Sakarim. So the pasuk here says, in the context of Arla, it says, so, in other words, it says that you're going to add on more grain, and it says later on, it says usvua sakarem, right? That's in the context of the dinim regarding various bundles of grain that you forget in the field. Malahalon kerem afkan kerem. So just like over there, the din is referring to grapevines. So here too as well. So the Gemara says yater leichad hilu lebracha. So I understand if I'm going to learn a gzera shava, right? This gzera shava of kerem. So then I have one other hilu, because remember hilulim is in the plural. So that means I basically have two drushes to make for the word hilulim. So one drush is teaching me this din, right? In other words, I have a gzera shava of kerem to teach me the din of grapes. So now I have one reference of hilul left to teach me this other din regarding the fact that I have to make a bracha, right? So that makes sense if I learn a gzera shava. But v'ilo yol gzera shava, bracha mele. But let's say I don't hold the gzera shava of kerem kerem. So if I don't hold the gzera shava, so how on earth am I going to know that I make a bracha? And even if I do hold the gzera shava, that only explains to me that I have to make a bracha acharona. How do I know that I also have to make a bracha rishona? So the Gemara says, "No, holo kashya to asim akal v'chomer." Understand, if I have to make a bracha when I'm full, when I'm satiated, so kal v'chomer I make a bracha when I'm hungry, when I'm about to eat. the Gemara says, okay, Ashkechan Kerem. Shar minim naim. So now I only found precedent that I have to make a bracha for grapes. How do I know that I have to make a bracha on all other foods also? To yalas mi Kerem. Ma Kerem, Dover Shenevaton Bracha, I'll call Dover Shenevaton Bracha. Just like you care a vineyard is something which gives you benefit and requires a bracha. So do anything which gives you benefit requires a bracha. So what are you talking about? Ekel and Ifrach, Malak Kerem, Shekinah Chayva Olos. What do you mean? But there's a special din when it comes to grapes, which is going to call Ololos. Ololos means that when it comes to the Pasuk says in Parshas Kedoshim, Lo Se'olel Acharecha. The Ololos refer to the various forms of grapes that are not yet fully ripened, but there's a din that you have to leave those over for the Aniyim. So maybe the reason why grapes require a bracha is because they have the special status of Ololos, but who says other fruits which don't have this din require a bracha? It's like the Gemara says, no, Kama Tochiyah. If you look at the din by Kama, right? We mentioned before that if a person leaves over various sheaves and bundles of grain in the field, so he says that you have to leave those over for the Aniyim. So, and yet the Pasuk says, there v'achalta v'svata erach, the Parsha Ikev, you have to make a bracha anyway. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Malakama shekei chayev espachalap. What do you mean? But the din by grain is different than other foods also because it's mechuyev and afrashas chalos. Maybe that's why you require a bracha. So it's okay, so kerem yuchayach. So let's go back to the example of grapes. V'chazer adin. So the logic is circular. Lo rizekir yizev, lo rizekir yizev. There are differences between each side. Hatzad Hashem v'shem, and the common denominator is, davar shenen evetan bracha, av kol davar shenen evetan bracha. So whatever gives you hana, that's the bottom line, requires a bracha. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? Ma'la hatzad Hashem v'shem, and shekin yishmut tzad nizbeach. Right, so he says, what are you talking about? But when it comes to grain, when it comes to grapes, those are things that are used in the context of the mizbeach. When I squeeze out grapes to make wine, that's used for the libations on the mizbeach. When I have grain that's used for various karmanos, the karman omer is used from barley. Right? All the karmanos have some sort of aspect of grain in it. V'asi nami zayis tis b'tzav mizbeach. So the Gemara says, okay, what about olives? Olives are also used on the mizbeach for olive oil. So the Gemara says, zayis b'tzav mizbeach. I say, are we going to learn that olives require a bracha based on the fact that they're offered as part of the mizbeach? V'ha behedrik siv v'kerem nitziv ayiv armi gadish v'ad kama v'ad kerem zayis. Pasuk can say for shoftim explicitly refers to a zayis as a kerem. Maybe that's why it's mechuyev in a bracha, not because the zayis is offered on the mizbeach. So Amar Rabba, no, kerem zayis ikre, kerem stam alo ikre. No, because there it's only referred to as a kerem zayis, not a regular kerem. But mikol makom kashi, but it's still a difficulty. But what about the fact that these things are unique and that they're only offered on the mizbeach? In other words, maybe the reason why grapes and grain and olives are chayiv in a bracha is only because they're offered on the mizbeach, not because. But regular foods maybe are not. And where's the note here? El diyolif la mishivas haminin. Ma shivas haminin davar shenet tam bracha. Hakol davar shenet tam bracha. Just like the shivas haminin mentioned parsha ikev require a bracha, they give you hana. So too, anything which gives you hana requires a bracha. So what do you mean? Ma shivas haminin. But first of all, shivas aminim are chayiv and bikurim, right? So therefore, that's another distinction in halacha that makes it different than other food. Va'od hatenach la'acharav lefanav minayim. That also only explains bracha acharuna. How do I know that to make a bracha rishona? Halo kasha da'asi b'kal v'chomer. The same kal v'chomer we mentioned earlier. Kishu savayam avarech kishu reva koshkin. I have to make a bracha when I'm sishis or kal v'chomer when I'm hungry. So the Gemara says, one second. So this whole flow of the Gemara was within the man d'amar that holds kerem revai. Holds, we're talking about grapes. Now we're going to go back to the other sheet about netar revai. Well, the man d'amar netar revai. What about the sheet that holds that the din of revai applies to all fruits, not just to grapes? So hatena kol devar netia. The la bar netia gom baser beitzim b'dag menalos. That works. That anything which grows from the ground requires a bracha. But who says things that don't grow from the ground? Fish, meat, eggs. Who says those things require brachos? Elos svaru. It's logical. Asher lo la'adam she'ihanim and olmas of l'bracha. This is the bottom line of the Gemara. After all this back and forth, the Gemara ends up saying, how do I know that every food in the world requires a bracha? Because the din is you not, because it's usher for a person to get enough from this world without making a bracha. So the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan. If a person gets enough from this world without a bracha, he violates mi'ila. It's ki'ilu, like he took something from a Kodesh Baruch without rishus. So my takante, how should he rectify that? Yilech yitzal chacham. He should go to a chacham and he should learn hilchos brachos. So he asks, what do you mean? Yilech yitzal chacham. My avid lei ha'avid lei yisur. He already messed up the bracha. What's it going to help him to go to a chacham for? El amar Rava, yilech yitzal chacham meikara. Bilam danu brachos kedesh lo yodim. He means he should go to a chacham beforehand. He should learn all of hilchos brachos and know how to you know. When this way he won't come to mess up. A person gets hana from this world without making a bracha, so it's as if he gets hana inappropriately from kachay shemay from hektish. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Levi Ramei, k'siv la'Hashem aratzim loa, u'k'siv la'Hashem aratzim loa. So we have a stira, right? It says Hashem aratzim loa, aratzim loa. So the one end of the pasuk says that the earth belongs to Hashem, and the other end says that shemayim is Hashem and the earth belongs to us. So which one is it? It's a lo kasha. Kan kodem bracha, kan li'achar bracha. Before the bracha, it belongs to Hashem. Once we make eat the bracha. So Hashem gives us rishus to use the food, to eat the food. Amar bichanina bar papa kol anenim and olam azeb lo bracha kilu gozel haKadosh Baruch Hu kineses Yisrael. If a person gets hana from this world without making a bracha, it's like he stole from Hashem and from Klal Yisrael. Shenemar gozel aviv v'imo v'omer ein pesha chaver hu le'ish mashchis. If a person steals from his father or his mother and he says that I didn't do anything wrong, so he's like a colleague of the destroyer of the satan. Ein aviv ala haKadosh Baruch Hu. The father refers to Hashem. Shenemar halahu avicha kanecha. Ein imo ala kineses Yisrael. Shenemar shma b'ni musar avicha v'al titosh torasi mecha. In other words, a person doesn't make a bracha when he eats. He's almost like collaborating with the satan. My chaver hu le'ish mashchis. What does that mean? I'm reading my papa. Chaver hu le'yaravim ben nevat shehishchis as Yisrael aviyam shemash shemayim. Means he's like a colleague of Yaravim ben Nevat who caused Klal Yisrael to sin by setting up the various egle hazav. Rabbi Chanina bar Papa Rami, Ksiv lokachti digani v'ito, says that Hashem says you're going to take the grain at its proper time. Ksiv v'yasavta diganecha, that you're going to harvest the grain. So it sounds like a stira. Are you going to harvest your own grain, or is someone else going to harvest the grain for you? Lokasha, kam bezman she'Yisrael osim v'tzor shalmakom, kam bezman she'in Yisrael osim v'tzor shalmakom. If we're doing the ratzon Hashem, then other people will harvest our grain for us. If we're not doing the ratzon Hashem, then we're going to have to harvest the grain ourselves. Tan Rabbanan v'yasavta diganecha. What's the pasuk teaching us? So one might have thought, that, right? In other words, that it's literal. The Torah can never read your mouth. You have to learn Torah day and night. No, you can't just spend 24/7 learning Torah. You have to balance. You have to balance between Torah and getting a job, making a parnasa. Rishon ben Yochai Omer, Efsher Adam Chorish B'shas Charisha, Zoreh B'shas Zriya, V'kotz B'shas Ktsira, V'dash B'shas Disha, V'zor B'shas Haruach. Torah Matayel is if I'm going to waste my time working and threshing and sowing and planting. Says, what am I going to learn Torah? He says, of course you have to learn Torah all day. Ella, bismach Yisrael osim v'tzorishol makom alachta nasas ayde achirim shenem arv amdu zarim urut sonachat. When we're listening to Ratzon Hashem, we're following what Kosh Baruch Hu wants us, other people will do our work for us. If it's not Yisrael osim v'tzorishol makom, but if we're not listening to Ratzon Hashem, then alachta nasas ayde achirim, then we have to work for ourselves. Shenem arv v'yosaf tadig onecha v'lo wod, elo shemalachas achirim nasas al yodon. Shenem arv v'avatas v'edach. Not only that, we're going to work for other people. We're going to be enslaved to our enemies if we're not following Ratzon Hashem. Amar Rabbi, how be also Rabbi Yishmael also be adon? Rishon ben Yochai also be. Many people tried to follow the model of Rabbi Yishmael, meaning to say to balance Torah and work, and they were successful at following that model. But many others tried to follow Rishon ben Yochai to just learn Torah all day, all night, and most were unsuccessful in following that pattern. Amar Rav the Rabbanan, Matusa Minaychai, I beg of you, b'yomi Nisan yomi Tishrei lo tischazchu kamai. Don't come to the Beis Medrash during Nisan and Tishrei. Right? He says, go take a vacation for Bein Hazman for those 2 months. Why kihichid lo titrei du b'mzonaychu kulashata? Go make your parnasa 2 months a year. Go get all the money you need. 2 months, don't come to learn for those 2 months. And the rest of the year, the remaining 10 months of the year, you can spend your time learning. You don't have to waste time making money. So spend those 2 months to go make a parnasa, then come back and learn afterwards. Look at the big distinction between the earlier and the later generations. The earlier generations, Torah was the primary, Torah was the main focus. Their work was kind of secondary, it was kind of tafel, and both were sustained, meaning to say, and they were able to keep their Torah and also their malacha. They were able to make money. But our later generations were the opposite, where the Torah is not the main focus, the work is. So they don't keep their money and they also don't keep their Torah. So the earlier generations would specifically bring in their fruits through the main entrance of their house in order that it be chayv meiser. We spoke about this yesterday a little bit, that the din is in order for fruits to be chayv. In order for Tevel to be chayv and Trulis Meisers, there's a din called Re'ias Penei Habayis. It has to see the face of the house. Once you bring it in towards the house, then it's chayv and Trulis Meisers. So earlier generations, Dafka would bring it in through the main entrance to make it chayv and Trulis Meisers. But Doros Achron, the later generations, Machnisa Perosian, Derech Gagos, Derech Chazeres, Derech Karpevos, Kilo Pachim, and Meisers. They would bring it in through the alleyways, through the roofs, through these other side areas, which would pop through it from Meisers. To Amar Abyanai, in a Tevel bis chayv and Meisers, Ashira Penei Habayis. And Amar, B'yarti HaKodesh Min Habayis. Right? According to Abyanai, you're only chayv, Tevel's only chayv and Trulis Meisers when it sees the face of the house. We bring it through the main entrance. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Afilu Chatzer Kovas. According to Rabbi Yochanan, even bringing the Tevel through a Chatzer is also going to be Koveh. It's going to establish it as a Chiyuv in Shumos and Meisers. Then we said Chutz Merayayin. The Mishnah said that all fruits are Bori Priyayitz except wine is Bori Priyagafen. So Meisner Yayin. So why is wine different? Because wine is improved. When I squeeze the grapes, it becomes better quality. Now it's wine. So anything which improves quality, of course, should have a higher bracha. But it's not true. Shemen, bracha. But oil, also when I squeeze olives and make olive oil, it's also better quality. But the bracha doesn't change. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shemen Zayas Mevarkan Olam Borei Priyaitz. You make a Borei Priyaitz and olive oil. So Amri No Hasam Yishum De Lo Efshar. No, the reason why you make a Borei Priyaitz and olive oil is because you can't make any other bracha. Because why? Hechi Nivrek. What should you say? Nivrek Borei Priyaitz Zayas Peragufa Zayas. You can't say a Borei Priyaitz Zayas because the fruit itself is called a Zayas. It's called a pri. You can't say, in other words, Zayas. It's called a pri. So saying Borei Priyaitz is also including a Zayas. On the other hand, when Nevarich Ali Borei Pri eats Zayas, maybe we should say Borei Pri eats Zayas and olive oil. No, Elam Amar Zutra, Chamra Zayin Mishchalo Zayin. The difference is that wine fills you up, but oil does not fill you up. So, really, is that true? Mishchalo Zayin, is that really true? V'asnan, Hanodrim and Hamazon Mutter Mimayim of Melach. Right, the din is a person takes a nether to not eat food. So the halacha is not just food, but muzzle, things that are satiating. So then, is you can't eat regular food, but you're allowed to eat water and salt because water and salt don't fill you up. Implying that everything else in the world, including olive oil, is called muzzle. It's called things that satiate you. So the Gemara says, "Name a tevet yosef the Rabbi Shmuel." The Amre in Mevarchim Borei Minim Mizonos El Behayim Minim Bovat. Rabbi Shmuel hold that the only things that warrant a Borei Minim Mizonos are things that are made of the five grains, right? Of wheat, barley, oats, spelt, and rye. Only things made of those five grains warrant the mizonos. So in other words, so the implication is the word mizonos implies things that satiate you, that fill you up. So it implies that anything that anything else in the world is not really called mizonos, but that seems to be against this price, because the price in Darim says that anything other than water and salt is called satiate. It's really everything in the world other than water and salt should really require mizonos. Ravuna ba'omer kol hazana lai. No, so Ravuna says no. The case in the Darim was you didn't say that you took another from mazo. You said anything which is kol hazan, anything which fills you up. Alma mishcha zayin. So you see that really oil does in fact fill you up. So the Gemara says right. Elachama sayid u'mishcha lo sayid. There's a difference. In other words, it's more than just that it satiates you. If you can have an entire meal, it could be really full on wine as opposed to oil. Ask the Gemara. Elachama sayid. This wine really fill you up like that. For harava havashasi chamer kol malio with the pischa kichi denagre lelibi v'nechol matzah tfei. So he says, yeah, but Rava used to drink wine all of Erev Pesach in order to expand his appetite to be able to eat more matzah. So wine doesn't fill you up. Wine makes you even more hungry. So the Gemara says, no. Tuva garir purtasad. A lot of wine makes you more hungry, but a little bit of wine fills you up. Ask our misa kol. Does wine fill you up at all? The chassid says in Tehillim, v'yayin yisamach levav enosh v'lechem levav enosh yisad. Namahu desad chamer lo sad. The pasuk only mentions the word yisad. In other words, that you're satiated, you're full in the context of bread, not in the context of wine. So the Gemara says, right, Elachamra is beitar, they saw it umesamach, tama misatzot, samuch ilumesamach. Wine not only fills you up, but also makes you happy. Bread only fills you up, but doesn't make you happy. So the Gemara says, Yahachi, nevarech alei, shalosh brachos. So why not make three brachos then? In other words, three brachos in this context refers to benching. In other words, midoraisa benching requires three brachos. The fourth bracha that we say, avali chasrinu, was a bracha, as we learned earlier, we'll see later on also, was instituted by Yavna after the people of Yavna were killed. So the Gemara says, so how come we don't bench on wine? Because if wine fills you up like bread does, and wine is even apparently greater than bread, so l'chora wine should require birkas hamazon. So the Gemara says, no, lo kavei inche sudusayu, because no one has a meal on just wine. You don't make a whole meal on just wine, so therefore you don't bench on it. So earlier, I'm not going to bring it to the Rava. He kavei inche sudusayu, man. Let's say a person did. Let's say a person had a whole meal of just wine. Would he bench? So I'm really l'chashayav eliyov yomer. When eliyov comes, he'll tell us what the din should be. So right, in other words, yav kviusa. In other words, he'll tell us in the future whether that's called kvius. But hash to me about that way it's called. But right now, the guy is just crazy, right? But no one makes a whole meal on wine. So just because this guy was crazy, made a whole meal on wine, so that's not enough reason to bench. Gufa am Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel v'chinam Rav Yitzchak Amar Rav Yochanan shemen zayas mevarchen olam borei priyaitz. So hechi dami ilema dekashasi lei oske mazikle. If a person drinks olive oil straight, so he shouldn't make a bracha at all, because that's damaging. Desanya hashos the shemen shel truma b'shalim esakerem b'shalim esachomish. If a person drinks oil which is truma, so he has to compensate the keren for the basic principle of, let's say, a zar non kohen eats truma. So normally, if you eat truma, the halacha is you not only have to compensate for the principle, the value of what you destroyed, but you have to pay an additional fifth as a knas, as a punishment. But here the din is if I drink oil and truma, you only pay the basic principle, not the additional fifth. However, hasach shemen shel truma, if you use it to rub your oil, to anoint yourself with it, so then b'shalim esakerem u'b'shalim esachomish, they have to pay the chomish as well. Elo deka achil le'al yedei pas. Maybe the case was you eat the olive oil as like a spread on your bread. But yachi, if that's true, so then hadi le'pas ikar v'hu tafil. Then that's the case. The bread is the ikar, the olive oil is tafil. Utanah, the Mishnah says zakla kol shu ikar imut tefilah v'varechal ikar b'nerus tefilah. So the Mishnah coming up later on, the din is whenever you have a situation of ikar and tafil, you only make a bracha on the ikar. That's why when you have cereal the milk, you only make a bracha on the spilled out on the milk. When you have a spread on the bread, right? If I have cream cheese on bread, you only make a bracha on the cream cheese. It's covered by the bread. So the Gemara says, Ella de kashasi le aida negron. The case was where you use the olive oil as some sort of a, in other words, you basically use it to swallow some sort of a medication. Well, a negron, maya de silka, and sigron, maya de kulushagi. A negron refers to beet juice, and a sigron refers to any sort of juice, a liquid of a cooked vegetable. So imkein, havli a negron, ekavisha metafel, utanazakla, koshu, ekarim, atzilam, varakalek, reporters, atfila. But if that's true, so the negron, meaning to say the beet juice is the ikker, and the olive oil that you mix it with the beet juice is tafel, and therefore you shouldn't have to make a separate bracha on the olive oil anyway. So the Gemara says, hakam mayaskinan, bechoshesh begrono, there's a person who has some sort of a throat ache, so, right, something's wrong with his throat. The sadia, hakoshesh begrono, lo ya'arenu beshemen tchila beshabbis. If a person has some sort of throat ache, he has a sore throat, so he should not first pour, let's say, oil down his throat on Shabbos. There's an issur on Shabbos to you make use of refuah, right? Because the Gemara says in Shabbos and in Beitza that there's a chashad that we're afraid you're going to come to grind up herbs to make medication, even though that doesn't exist as much as that. But today we still, at least for a person who's not deathly ill, you say if you can hold out for Shabbos, so don't use medication because of this gzera. So a person's not really supposed to prepare this oil to heal his sore throat. But if a person, let's say, has beet juice, he wants to drink beet juice on Shabbos, so you can dump a ton of olive oil, a ton of oil into the beet juice and swallow that, because that looks like food, right? Right? You're allowed to eat on Shabbos, you just can't use medication on Shabbos. So therefore, if I incorporate the oil into the food so it looks more like eating, it doesn't look like I'm doing refuah. So the Gemara says, Pshita, of course I should be mutter. I'm eating. What's the problem? What could have argued? Yeah, but since my whole intention is just for medication, so maybe even though I'm drinking a ton of beet juice and oil, but maybe I shouldn't make a bracha because I'm doing this for refuah. No, came with this. Since you're getting hana from this, therefore you have to make a bracha. That's the question. If a person takes, let's say, flavor medication that tastes good, so maybe you have to make a bracha that tastes something. Because there, unless you're getting some sort of hana.
You put the medication in food?
You should on Shabbos, you're saying. Yeah, so it sounds like this Gemara, if I put medication in the food on Shabbos, it should be okay. It sounds that way, yeah. Maybe. So the Gemara says, what about kimcha dechide? What bracha do you make on kimcha dechide? Is some sort of like floury, in other words, it's basically a person just eats like raw wheat. So Rav Yehuda, my boy Priyadam, Rav Nachman, Rav Shahak, Ol Yevin Farah. Machlokes, what you say on raw wheat? Amar le Rav, Rav Nachman, lo tif lo gale de Rav Yehuda, de Rav Yochanan Shmuel, kai mikvase. Don't argue Rav Yehuda, because Rav Yochanan Shmuel, pasuk like Rav Yehuda. Dam Rav Yehuda, Rav Shmuel, v'chedem Rav Yitzchak, Rav Yochanan, shemen zayis mevarkan olav bore priya eitz. Alma, afagav deshtani b'milsekai. Haka nami afagav deshtani b'milsekai. So even though olives, when you make them into olive oil, you still make a bore priya eitz. So therefore, even though it improved, it still retains the initial bracha bore priya eitz. So here too, that when I have raw wheat, so lechora I should make the same bracha. In other words, I should make a mezonos. I should not make a adama or a shakos. So in other words, what are you talking about? Me dame iluya acharita. He says no. There's a huge difference. He says you can't get any better from olives than olive oil. Olive is the highest level you're going to get. But he says, but I have raw wheat. Of course, I can have a higher level. I make it the real bread. So he says, obviously, you're not going to make a mezonos on raw wheat. You're going to make either adama or shahakol. So the Gemara says, 1 second. Is it really true that when something cannot be improved anymore, in other words, it's at the highest it can go, that you don't make a hadama, rather you make a shahakol? If I have a raw gourd, a gourd, right, gourd is like some kind of a pumpkin, or if I have barley, I have raw barley, so in that case you make a shahako. So my lab, the chide bore priyadama, so does that imply that as opposed to barley where you make a shahako, raw barley makes a shahako, raw wheat should be hadama? So it was low. The chide now is shahako, the other, no, really raw wheat is also shahako. So we're saying, the chide, so why not teach us the case of raw wheat, and we would say, kavachomi, raw barley should also be shahako, it's lower than wheat. Now, yeshmin the chide, if we taught the case of raw wheat, I would have said, no, dafka wheat is going to be shahakol. I would have said, you don't make a bracha at all on raw barley, because raw barley is so much worse quality than raw wheat. Kamash v'lo, that you make a shahakol. Ask the Gemara, mi gara, mi malach v'zamis, is it any worse than salt? And zamis is some sort of like the stuff surrounding a pot, like the, in other words, we'll see in the coming up in a second. Zamis is like the stuff, like if you're making soup, and there's like a fatty layer on the top of the soup, that's called like zamis. So the Braisa says, is this any worse than the salt, that fatty layer on the soup? So why would you ever think that raw barley should be any worse than salt or the stuff around the edge of the soup pot? So there's no itch. One could have argued, melach v'zamis of an inish deshade lefume, avokim chadisare, ho avokashel likukyane, lo liver chali klal, kamash malon, kim v'dislehano, that one could very follow that when it comes to salt and comes to the fatty parts of the soup. So you could say, yeah, that people are going to eat that because you're gonna mix it in. You're gonna mix the salt with the soup. You mix that fatty part of the soup in with the soup also. So maybe that's considered part of the food. But nobody eats. But no one eats raw barley except to heal kukyani or like tapeworms. It's kind of, you know, some kind of internal problem the person has inside of him. So that's clearly for refuah purposes. So one could have argued no one's eating raw barley except for refuah. So maybe that doesn't warrant a bracha whatsoever. No, kamash mula. That since you're getting hana from it, you don't have to make a bracha also. What about korah? Korah are like hearts of palm. What brings on hearts of palm? So Rav Yehuda over bori priyadama, Shmuel over shahakol liam devaro. Rav Yehuda over bori priyadama. Why? Because peru, it's a fruit. Shmuel over shahakol liam devaro. Hold the sofa lahatcho. Since it's going to harden at the end, so therefore it doesn't have the status of a fruit or a vegetable, you make a shahakol. Our way Shmuel Rav Yehuda shinina. Kvasich mistatri. Shinina is like an expression that's like sharp one. What you said makes a lot of sense. That's known sofa lahatcho is more kinale bori priyadama because radishes harden and you make a hadama on radishes. Philohi, but it's not true. It's known nite inish adaita defugla because people plant radishes with the intention of eating them as radishes. But digla lo nite inish inche adaita dekora. No one plants palm trees with the intention of eating hearts of palm. Maybe it's not really do, but back then no one ever planted palm trees with eating hearts of palm. So who cares? Who cares what your intention was when you planted the tree? What about a caper bush? The nati inish adaita de pirfa. People plant caper bushes with the intention of having the bud, the flowers of the caper bush. Which not al meaning nitzval so on the parts, all the buds and the flowers of the caper bush, you make a adama. But on the actual fruits, the casing of the fruits, you make a bori priya eitz. Even though that wasn't your intention was for the flowers, for the buds, not for the actual caper. But you're still making a haitz on the caper tree. Amar of Nachum answer no. Slav nite inchi adaita de shusa, diglo nite inchi adaita de korah. Because there are some people who plant the caper bushes for the caper, and therefore that warrants a haitz. But nobody plants palm trees to eat the hearts of palm. The afagav de kalsi Shmuel Rav Yehuda. Even though he praised Rav Yehuda being sharp, but the lesson we pass him like Shmuel, and the din is that on hearts of palm, you should really be reciting a shahakol in this case. Just by the way, just one hard from the previous Gemara is that the machlokes mentioned before regarding the raw wheat and the raw barley, whether it's shahakol or adama, that's not a lot enough to use lahalacha in terms of what bracha you should make on each rally bars and granola bars and things like that. So that's a big machlokes about how to understand what the proper bracha is supposed to be for those things. That depends on who you're posting this, on what the proper bracha is supposed to be.
Okay.